to the Justin Aguirre podcast. You clicked play. Thank you. Thank you for listening to my show. It's good to be here with you, whether it's your first time or your 77th time. I'm honored that you would listen to my podcast in a world of so many podcasts. But did you know, as I've said before, that currently on Apple Podcasts, because that is the leading podcast platform in the world, only 15% of podcasts have been updated in the past 3 months. So what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of podcasts, but not a lot of them are consistent. And what's ended up happening is you have like the top 100, and then of course they're really awesome podcasts and really awesome people that usually start their podcast that have a personal brand or whatnot. And then there's people like me that we're not like famous and shit, but we're consistent and we're going to grow, and we are growing, and we love what we do. So if you're a listener, whether you know me as a person or you just listen to the show and you don't know me really or from afar, I'm just grateful that you're here. And the only way the show would grow is if you share it. And if you're a listener and you like it, then it'd be great if you shared it, because it would make other people like you find it. And that's what I want to do, is find other people that you know or other people that could benefit from this episode, maybe this one or any of the past ones or any of the future ones, because that's how a show grows, you know? I mean, how else would a show grow if it isn't through sharing, reviews, me appearing on other shows, and then people knowing I have a podcast, me doing other cool things in life, then people finding out I have a podcast. That's pretty much the only way it would grow. And then, of course, like, if you're into like podcast awards and stuff, but that's not where I'm at right now. But yeah, they do have like the podcast awards. I don't know. I think it's rather new. But anyways, guys, I want to take you to today's message. I was riding bike today. It's been raining in Miami, so when it rains in Miami, it's kind of weird to bike ride because I don't actively ride in the rain, but like I wait for like, you know, the rain to sort of pass, but it's always a risk. Sometimes I get caught in it. But anyways, was riding bike today, and I want to tell you like a vulnerable story about me and my family, particularly my mom. So like a few years ago, and I'll tie this into the bike ride in the rain in a minute, but a few years ago, I want to say like, man, probably like 8 years ago or something like that, my mom had like a really bad car accident. And I've never gotten like bad phone calls of emergency situations. I don't know if you've ever been like that. Have you ever had something traumatic like that happen to you, where they call you and they're like, hey, you're, you know, someone that you really, really love is like dying or dead or tragic, you know? It's a very scary feeling, because when my dad called me, I don't even like talking about this, but I really want to give this message to you because I think it could help you. But when my dad called me, like, I remember exactly what I was doing, and then I remember how I felt. I remember calling my sister immediately, and I don't want to go through all the details, but she had like a bad car accident on the expressway, and she had to get like, yeah, just to the rescue and like emergency and all that stuff. And, you know, she's fully healed now, so that's all good. But like in the moment, I'm talking like the first hour, man, it's like shocked but scared but don't know what to do, and everything becomes hyper aware, you know what I mean? Like you go into a new reality of your existence, where everything becomes like very important or not important, right? For instance, I'm not thinking about the work I had to do that day. I'm not thinking about the food I need to eat later that day. I'm not thinking about like if there's gas in my car. Like, I'm gonna find a way to get to the hospital to see my mother. Like, that's the first thing. And the second thing is she gonna be okay? So that becomes all that's on my mind. and everything else sort of blurs in the background, and you go into a hyper aware state. It's very fascinating because a lot of us live lives of like semi dead sleeping. You know what I mean? We're just kind of like half alive, autopilot. And when something bad happens, like we really become, I want to say, the people we're more meant to be like. We function at a higher level and we realize like what matters, and we lose all senses of shame, and we have like clear cut purpose and mission for something greater than ourselves, which in this case, it was my mom. And so I remember feeling this way and like in this altered state and seeing her. But the whole situation was very like traumatic for me because I never seen my mom like all bloody, you know. I've never seen her like really like crying out loud, you know, in a lot of pain when I got there. And it's very traumatic to see someone that you love like that, you know. It's like a lot of people go their whole life, they don't have to see that. But for me, it was like a very scary feeling and I didn't know what to do. And I think when we're in those moments, the only thing that we really care about is, are they going to be okay? And what we want to bring peace over is the fact that they're not going to die and that they're not feeling pain at the moment, and that there's some sort of clear-cut plan for them to get better, and that nothing's going to be like debilitating them for the rest of their life. That, like in some sort of words, that's the only way I could really word it, like what I'm thinking in that moment. But yeah, like some people don't have to go through that, and I wouldn't want anyone to feel that. But it did teach me things. It taught me the fragility of life. It taught me that whole altered state. But the reason I bring up that story, and there's so many lessons from that story, is because, like, you know, I think I've healed from it. I know I have, because she's fine and everything like that. But every time, like, you know, my mom drives or something, I'm always like kind of like worried in like some sort of subliminal low-key way, right? Like you fear like if it could happen once, it could happen again. So this morning, sometimes she calls me in the morning, and we talk on the way to work, maybe like twice a week or something like that on the way to her job. And I'm just here getting ready to go to the gym and everything like that. And so we just touch base, or sometimes we just text and stuff. And she called me, and then I was like, I'm about to get on my bike. So I waited a few minutes, got on my bike in the rain. It was like light rain. And I started heading to the gym, and I called her and she didn't pick up. And like, it's really not a big deal, but I don't know why, but this sudden fear came over me, you know, that she had a car accident. I don't know if anyone's like this. Like, you create these imagination scenarios in your head, but it's accompanied by an energy like, what if? What if? And I just spent my time in the morning, my quiet time, I pray, I meditate. So I was in a good state, you know, I was in a good state, but I just felt this energy like, oh my gosh, like, why hasn't she called me back? You know, like, she's never done that. And like, the thing is, it's raining a lot. And she has to go on the expressway. And then as time goes by, like, I know, you know, she has to get to school. So like, I started thinking like, maybe it didn't go through. So I called her again and she didn't pick up. And then I was like, really worried. Now, I share all this because on one end, like, somebody probably wouldn't really, like, who knows, maybe the call didn't go through, maybe she already got to work, maybe, I don't know, there's a myriad of things that could be the reason why. But for someone that had like an accident like that happen, there's like this trauma that's in me, right? And so like, it becomes a bigger deal, and I start thinking like bad thoughts, and I start creating these scenarios in my head. And now I'm driving in the rain, and I'm on my bike, and it just starts to really like pull down my energy. And I don't know what to do, because I'm like, I can't do anything. I'm not going to call my dad and be like, hey, did you hear from, you know, or like go to her school and make sure she got there. Like, what the fuck? I'm not a psycho. And I'm like, how do I handle this? You know, I just got to wait. So I even texted her and she didn't write back. You know, it's like really like just scared. And the only thing I can do, guys, that really helped me get out of it, because this scenario is a particular one, but it could be true for any form of negative imagination that you have in your head, or the energy that accompanies you and makes you feel like you don't know what's going to happen, or the anxiety about the future or the day or a person. Maybe it's a relationship, you got into a fight, or just all sorts of things that are really like heavy and taxing on your soul, but not like in a way that it can linger for days. I'm talking about like in an hour, you're just like, fuck, like what's going on? Like that feeling, whatever it could be in your life. That's what I had. And the only thing that made sense for me, guys, and what really completely absorbed me of it all, was I was just like, fuck it. I am just going to go balls to the wall on this workout and just lose myself in it. That's what I did. And all of the emotion that was present in my brain, it just went all into my body. And I just forgot, not forgot, but like the emotion left me in a forgotten way. Like it was just emptied out of me, all of the negative energy through this workout, through this pump. And it didn't start like that, like my first few sets, but I just kept going hard and strong. And then I turned up the music louder and I just immersed my physical body into the task at hand. And I lost myself in the workout, in the sweat, and in the pain. And it was ironic, right? Like I'm feeling pain, but I put my body through pain and that absorbed the mental pain. Does that make sense? And so I give this to you because, man, there really is power in the physical actions we put our body in that can alleviate the pain in our mind. Physical exercise, it doesn't have to be exercise. It could be like weightlifting. It could be like going for a run or like a set of push-ups or like a really fast walk. Anything that really like lifts up your heart rate into a really higher place. It takes away a lot of the mental anguish that we feel. And who knows, like maybe after the workout, you know, it didn't happen to me that time. And the reason why was because I figured, man, if something happened, that, you know, I would have got a phone call by now, hopefully, you know. So that gave me peace. But who knows, maybe the situation was different. And after the workout, like you start to feel it again. Well, then you gotta do it again later on in the day. There's different ways like you can solve these energies that come upon us. I didn't ask for that, you know, it just came on me. There's different ways that you can solve it. And for me, not just because I'm a coach, guys, like even if I wasn't a coach, I'd still do that, right? Even if I wasn't, I don't know, like weightlifting for years, or even if I was 40 pounds heavier, like I would still do like this because it works. I don't give a fuck if I'm a coach or whatever. Like it works. And I recommend it to everybody in their capacity. These mental afflictions that we have, push them down into the body. There's something about raising your heart rate and your sweat, and you tap into a primal side of you and you realize the fragility of life, but you also realize like, yeah, like, hold on a second. A lot of this is built up and made up in my head. It's not even real. This heart rate that I feel, this steel bar on my chest, this is real. And then you start to forget, because a lot of times these mental things, guys, they're made up, man. They're not real, you know, or they're from trauma, or they're associated with negative imagination or the past, or anxiety from the future. They're simply created by the mind. The mind is powerful. But when we leave that place and enter into the body, we go down into the sweat, into the heart rate, into the fire in our stomach, into the pain of getting underneath the bar, or squatting, or deadlifting, or bench pressing, or picking up something heavy, or going up a stairmaster, or running fast on a treadmill, or up a mountain, or doing burpees, or just something that really exhausts our body, the mental anguish loses its power. It really does, guys. It really does. I mean, why do you think guys that are in jail like work out so much? Like, do you think they're trying to just get ripped so they can look like cool inmates? Like, they're in pain in their mind. They're in a cell all day. Fuck, I would do the same thing to alleviate the pain. What else do you do? Talk about it? Meditate? It's not that those things are bad, but they're all things within the mind. There's more to power. It's in the body, guys. Bringing those negative feelings down into the body and letting the body do its work and absolve you of these afflictions. So that's my story, guys. I was just texting my mom now, and then I had the podcast, and I keep all this to myself. Like, so unless she listens to the show, she would never know, but it's a true thing. And sometimes she does. So that would be funny, mom, if you're listening, but this is a true thing that happens to you, to me, and to others. These mental thoughts that come upon us that drive us crazy and then make us think these false scenarios and false imaginations that never, they're not even true. They're made up in our head, and then we believe them and we live into them. So you know what would happen? And I'll end here. Let's say I wasn't working out. Let's say I just stayed in my room and tried to work, and I was like trying to get my mind busy or whatever. Guys, I would have been in anguish. Instead of being a 30-minute bike ride, it would have been 3 hours. And I would have probably called again or done some sort of action to like ensure peace inside of me. But it would have been 2.5 hours more of wasted time and energy. And it just would have fucked me up and paralyzed me. And I would have just been like, just had to do something else to try to alleviate it. But it wouldn't have worked, and it just would have been bad. I'm so grateful for fitness, exercise, the gym, the weight room, some dumbbells, some barbells, nature, what have you. I'm so grateful that we have these things to bring into our body and to forget the pain in our mind, if only for a moment. And sometimes all you need is a moment, because that negative energy is just a moment that comes in your head. You didn't ask for it. It just comes to you. I didn't want to feel like this, guys. It just comes to you. Well, how about you come? How about you come inside to your body? How about you come inside to your heart rate and your blood, and you feel that, and then you erase. Come into that moment and then erase that thought. Come into that presence and erase that thought. Come into that set. Come into that sweat and erase that thought. It really works, guys. It really works. And some of you that have ever done that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe this is a reminder to do it again, and do it again, and do it again. And in the process, a byproduct is you'll just, you know, lose weight and burn calories and look better. But man, come on, you think I was doing the workout today for that? And I was doing it to just feel better. And that's what this is all about. So, my good friends, that is a vulnerable story from my own personal life. But I wanted to help you, because I know you go through shit as well. Maybe along that magnitude, but maybe in other ways. And I want you to have a solution, so you don't feel powerless in those situations. You can think to yourself, I know what to do to get out of this. And it might look weird. It might be uncalled for. It's not what the majority does. But guys, I'm telling you right now, it works. All right? So when it comes, because it will, you have a solution. You have a plan. Okay? Remember this one, guys. May it go well with you. And share it with a friend if you'd be so inclined. Have a lovely rest of your Wednesday. Adios.